الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلو علیہ وآلہ مرحبا اہلن وسہلن بکم ٹو آور ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل فار دوز ہو آر واچنگ اس آف دا سیٹلائٹ مرحبا اینڈ ٹو دوز ہو آر واچنگ اس رائٹ ناؤ آف دا سوشل میڈیا سچ ایز آور فیس بک پیج ایز ویل ایز آور یوٹیوب چینل یو آر واچنگ دا ارلی ایکو انشاء اللہ عزوجل ڈسکسنگ the beautiful city of Medina, the blessings of Medina, and subhanallah, beautiful accounts related to Madinatul Munawwara is what we are going to be discussing this very morning, dear viewers. So sit back, relax, and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Increase your knowledge about the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a beautiful hadith. Thereafter, inshallah, zawajalla, a kalam, which we do every morning. And thereafter, when we do return, we will continue with our discussion, inshallah. The peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a beautiful narration, whenever two brothers meet and greet each other for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, out of devotion and love, they recite durood upon me. So before they separate and depart from one another, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall forgive their past and their future sins. Subhanallah. This can be attained through the blessings of reciting durood, salat and salutations upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, for now, we are going to be listening to a beautiful kalam, inshallah. And when we do return, we will continue with our discussion related to Madinatul Munawwara. This kalam that we are going to be listening to is a very special one. Madine ka safar, aur mein namdida, namdida. Allahu Akbar. Recall the moment when it was your turn to visit the beautiful Rawda of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recall the moment when your name came out to go to Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And what was your kayfiyat? What was your situation at that moment, inshallah? Listen to this kalam. Increase your love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت یا صاحب بصیرت کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں دنیا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں
ابا کہاں چلے
مدینے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جا جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن سیرت تو سلامت ہے، بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے۔ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ، مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ۔
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ۔ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ۔
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، سبحان اللہ۔ اینڈ دس واز ریسپیکٹڈ اینڈ آنریبل رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب اتاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ۔ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ کلام نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ۔ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدینے چینل، اللہ اکبر، دیر آر سو مینی پوئٹک فریزز ریٹن فار دا بیوٹیفل مدینۃ المنورہ and Makkah al-Mukarrama, Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema, Allahu Akbar. And especially these kalams which are recited when being separated from Madinah al-Munawwara. Haqeeqat to ye hai ki there is no other city of the world, no any land that has such poetic praises written for them. Whoever is privileged to visit Madinah al-Munawwara just once in his lifetime, he considers himself to be extremely fortunate and believes that these precious moments spent in Madinah al-Munawwara to be the most memorable and sweetest period of his life. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, you know, I want to share a very beautiful parable. Waise to ushaq Madinatul Munawwara pahunchte rehte hain, Allahu Akbar. But dear viewers of Madini channel, there are such ushaq and lovers that will be presenting themselves in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. So dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, together, having said that, let's inshallah zawajalla listen to this beautiful parable with relation to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who fell severely ill after he had performed the acts of Hajj on his second journey to Hajj. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that due to his prolonged illness, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was extremely worried about visiting the blessed Rawda of the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Upon noticing his condition, meaning his fever, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi made his intention to pay his visit in the same ailing condition. کہ چاہے جو بھی سچویشن ہو ہم نے تو بس مدینے پہنچنا ہے۔ دا اسکالرز ٹرائی ٹو پریونٹ اعلیٰ حضرت بائی سینگ یور میڈیکل کنڈیشن از ڈیٹریٹنگ اینڈ اے لانگ جرنی از اہیڈ۔ اعلیٰ حضرت نے یہ فرمایا کہ اف یو لک ایٹ می دا ٹروتھ از دا ریئل پرپز آف مائی وزٹ از ٹو بیہولڈ دا طیبہ۔ حقیقت تو یہی ہے کہ جو میں یہاں آیا ہوں، اللہ اکبر، آئی ہیو کم ہیئر ٹو بیہولڈ دا طیبہ، the blessed Madinatul Munawwara, and I started my pilgrimage both times with the same niyyah and intention. اس سے پہلے جب میں آیا تھا تو اسی نیت کے ساتھ آیا ہوں, اور آج جو میں یہاں ہوں تو اسی نیت کے ساتھ ہوں کہ I will visit مدینۃ المنورہ. اللہ عز و جل فبد, if there is no such intention, so there is no pleasure for me in this Hajj alone. Allahu Akbar. This is what Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala then said, that they then insisted him to consider his condition. They continued explaining to him and telling him about his condition, but Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala then recited the حدیث of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اور اعلیٰ فرما رہے ہیں کہ میرے سرکار نے فرمایا ہے, من حج ولم یزرنی فقد جفانی, the person who performs حج and does not visit me, اللہ اکبر, so he has been unfaithful towards me. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, اعلیٰ حضرت said, in my humble opinion, the meaning of this hadith is not that visiting once is sufficient. Though a person has performed the Hajj so many times, but it is essential to pay a visit with every Hajj. Haan, jitne martaba wo yaha hai, toh Madinah jana hoga usse. He will have to go to Madinatul Munawwara. So please, now please make dua for me that I may get to see the blessed Rawda of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once I behold the Rawda, once I have a glimpse of the Rawda ya Anwar, I do not bother whether if I depart from this world or not. As long as I had seen the Rawda Anwar of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, dear viewers of Madini channel, given such a profound and a beautiful faith-refreshing answer in his poetry, he says, with regards to the visit to Madinatul Munawwara, the kaifiyat, the surur, the atmosphere, the environment is so beautiful. Ala Hazrat farmate hain, ان کے طفیل حج بھی خدا نے کرا دیے, ان کے طفیل حج بھی خدا نے کرا دیے, اصل مراد حاضری اس پاک در کی ہے, اصل مراد حاضری اس پاک در کی ہے, اس پاک در کی ہے, پیغام سبا لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے, آیا ہے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے. ہائے ہائے ہائے. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have just seen that Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was filled with deep and desperate longing for visiting the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he rahmatullahi ta'ala had wanted, he could have visited the Mubarak Rawda Anwar of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some other time. That is the baat hai, aap bimar bhi the, lekin uske bawajood bhi, since the deep devotion and strong attachment to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his true aim and destination, so even his critical illness could not prevent him from presenting himself in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, alhamdulillah, he had profound passion just to have a look at the blessed Rawda Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fill his eyes with spiritual coolness, even if he rahmatullahi ta'ala he had to risk his life. Us bimari ke alam mein bhi aap wahan tashreef le gaye. And then ye jo jawab apne ata farmaya, dear viewers of Madani channel, if you ask me earnestly, my true aim and objective is the destination of Taiba. Hakikat to yehi hai, Allahu Akbar. And that too, both the times I embark on this journey with the same niyat and intention. If it is not so, ma'adallah, the bliss and spirituality of my Hajj would be unfulfilled. This is the statement of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us such muhabba, if only we are also privileged to obtain the true devotion and desperate longing for Madinatul Munawwara. Undoubtedly, those who have the sincere devotion to visit Madinatul Munawwara are certainly blessed with the mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are surprisingly privileged to pay their appearance despite having no resources and provisions. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is never about the provisions. Allahu Akbar. It is never about the resources. Jab sarkar bulaye, to no matter where you are, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, your call and your turn would surely come. Allahu Akbar. The poet says so beautifully, مال و زر کی بات نہیں ہے، یہ تو کرم کی باتیں ہیں۔ مال و زر کی بات نہیں ہے، یہ تو کرم کی باتیں ہیں۔ جس کو چاہا در پہ بلایا، جس کو چاہا در پہ بلایا، میرے مدنی آقا نے۔ جس کو چاہا در پہ بلایا، میرے مدنی آقا نے۔ ہائے 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 ہائے۔ سو ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل، اللہ اکبر، لیٹس لسن ٹو سم بیوٹیفل احادیث۔ چلو کچھ حدیثیں سنتے ہیں اسی نسبت سے، اسی تعلق سے، ود ریلیشن ٹو مدینہ المنورہ۔ مدینہ ہے کیا؟ وٹ از مدینہ؟ وی آل نو اٹ از دا سٹی مدینۃ الرسول آف او بلو الرسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لیکن مدینہ سنس ہیز اٹینڈ نسبت اینڈ کنیکشن ود دا بلو الرسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ تو اب مدینہ کی بہاریں کیا ہیں، ذرا کچھ حدیثیں سنتے ہیں، اینڈ increase your love and your devotion for the city and for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, he says, al madinatu tanfi an-nasa kama yanfi al-kiru khabath al-hadid. Allahu akbar. Madina hai kya? Madina is that it purifies people as furnace purifies the iron from rust. Allahu akbar. Jis tarah is chemical ke zariye se rust aur zang ko nikala jata hai, اسی طرح ڈی او ویوز آف مدینی چینل، وین اے لور گوز ٹو مدینہ المنورہ، دا سٹی ریموز ہز سنز اینڈ پیوریفائز ہم فرام دا فلتھ آف دس ورلڈ، جسٹ ایز رسٹ از ریموڈ فرام دا آئن۔ سبحان اللہ۔ ڈی او ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدینی چینل، دیر آر سو مینی ادر احادیث آف دا بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ Let's listen to another beautiful hadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, من زار قبري وجبت له شفاعتي. Allahu Akbar. The one who has visited my grave, my intercession upon him has become wajib and necessary. I will intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. This glad tidings, dear viewers of Madini channel, is only for visiting Madinatul Munawwara. In another beautiful, fragrant hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ حَجَّ فَزَارَ قَبْرِي بَعْدَ وَفَاتِي فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Whoever performs hajj after my demise, yani after my apparent demise, then visits my grave, Allahu Akbar, it is as if he has visited me during my lifetime. فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي. It is as if he has seen me during my lifetime. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, what can be said about the personality who visits the grave of the Holy Rasul? I mean, look at the glad tidings. Whoever performs hajj after my apparent demise, then visits my grave. He comes to visit my qabr, my grave. It is as if he has visited me during my lifetime. How can a lover who has read this hadith, who knows this narration, and despite being right there, he deprives himself from visiting Madinatul Munawwara? The scholars of Islam, Muballigh Islam, Hazrat Sheikh Shu'aib Harifish Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has stated 10 miracles and honors for the visitors of Madinatul Munawwara. Ki وہ جو مدینے جاتے ہیں ان کے حوالے سے یہ کچھ، سبحان اللہ، ان کو ملتا کیا ہے؟ What do they attain when they go to مدینہ المنورہ؟ Listen to these points, سبحان اللہ. He has mentioned, number one, that he will be a high-ranked person, number one. Number two, he will achieve his aim and objective when he goes to مدینہ المنورہ. His needs will be fulfilled. Number four, he will be privileged to spend his donation in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Number five, he will remain safe and sound from destructions and devastation. Allahu Akbar. Number six, he will be immune from defects and flaws. Number seven, His troubles will be eased when he becomes the visitor of Madinatul Munawwara. Number 8, he will be protected from calamities. Hi, hi, hi. Number 9, he will have a good return in the hereafter. And number 10, he will have blessings of the Rabb Azza wa Jalla, who is the Rabb of the East and West. No doubt, dear viewers of Madini Channel. These are the blessings. Let's make this dua in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the glimpse of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo Madine jate hain aur sirf Madine mein pahunchne ki itne fuyuz o barakat hai, to jo sarkar ki ziyarat se musharraf ho jaye. Those who are honored and blessed to see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when visiting his city has so much of blessings, and imagine seeing the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make this beautiful dua.
Ya Rab, tere mahbub ka jalwa nazar aaye. Ya Rab, tere mahbub ka jalwa nazar aaye. Us noor mujassam ka sarapa nazar aaye. Us noor mujassam ka sarapa nazar aaye. Ya Rab, tere mahbub ka jalwa nazar aaye. Ekaash kabhi aisa bhi ho khwab mein mere. Ekaash kabhi bhi ho khwab mein mere. Ho jis ki ghulami mein wo aqa nazar aaye. Ho jis ki ghulami mein wo aqa nazar aaye. Ya Rab, tere mahbub ka taabil dam qadar ka sitara nazar aaye. Taabil dam qadar ka sitara nazar aaye. Jab aank khule gumbade khazra nazar aaye. Jab aank khule gumbade khazra nazar aaye. Jis dar ka banaya hai gada mujhko ilahi. Jis dar ka banaya hai gada mujhko ilahi. Us dar pe kabhi kaash ye mangta nazar aaye. Us dar pe kabhi kaash ye mangta nazar aaye. یا رب تیرے محبوب کا جلوہ نظر آئے، اس نور مجسم کا سراپا نظر آئے۔ آمین آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین۔ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you seen and heard about the great privileges they are for those visitors of Madinatul Munawwara that by blessings of their sins get washed away? Allahu Akbar. One is privileged to obtain the intercession. Sarkar ki shafaat naseeb hoti hai. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, those are extremely fortunate people who go to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us. And for those who arrive there at this moment, you are in the city of Madinatul Rasul. Aap zara hosh to sambhalein aur dekhein ki aap kahan tak pahunche hain. Where have you been? You are honored. You are chosen. Allah Azza wa Jalla has called you. And you are so fortunate. When you are in Madinatul Munawwara, pay attention to the respect of Medina. Focus on the fact that our pious predecessors, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala li, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala li, look at our gigantic and great personalities, the Sahaba ikram. What was their aqidah when they went to Madinatul Munawwara? How did they ask from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They just never thought that this was a stone, this is a rock, and we are asking from the rock. Aap zara dekhena, there are so many narrations like this. Allahu Akbar. And I want to mention this, dear viewers of Madini channel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sends salat upon me, Allah returns my soul to me until I answer to his salam. Allahu Akbar. This is a hadith in Abu Dawood, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla returns my soul to me until I answer to his salam. Now commenting on this hadith, the renowned commentator, who is none other than Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has stated that here soul neither refers to attention nor that the sense which we keep behind our minds of being alive. Rather, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always alive. The blessed hadith does not imply that I remain dead normally, and when somebody sends darood upon me, somebody sends salams for me, I respond to him by becoming alive, because in every moment millions of salat are recited upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, he rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the removal and the putting the soul back would mean millions of times. Rather, this will become the meaning of allowing the soul of the beloved Rasul to enter and then to exit. Whereas millions of people throughout the globe at every minute, at every second are reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi says that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has constant and equal attention upon innumerable reciters of durood and salat. And he responds to all the salams like the sun throwing its light upon the entire world at the same time. Allahu Akbar. Jis tarah suraj ki sari roshni sari dunya ko pahunch rahi hai, usi tarah. Likewise, dear viewers of Madini channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees to his ummatis and followers and answers their questions as well. Subhanallah. The most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to everyone's salam, and he even does not experience any kind of trouble. And why could this happen? Aisa kaise ho sakta, since the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is purified and full of blessings. As Allah Azza wa Jalla listens to all, likewise our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to the salat wa salam of innumerable two devotees at once. Hazaro lakho log agar ek bar bhi درود پاک پڑھے ہیں، میرے سرکار ان کے درود کو سنتے ہیں. Remember, dear viewers of Madini channel, ایک حدیث میں تو ہے کہ the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah عز و جل has presented or appointed an angel at my grave. Allahu Akbar. And this angel has the ability to listen to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah عز و جل at once. So whenever any one of you recite durood upon me, this angel conveys your durood to me, conveys your salat and salams to me along with your father's name by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so-and-so person who is the son of so-and-so person has recited durood and salat upon me. Focus for a moment when this is the ability and power and authority granted to an angel of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Phir sarkar ki kya shaan hogi? What will be the condition of the master of all the prophets alayhi salatu wassalam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the master of this university of viewers of Madini channel. So he listens to all the voices, there is no doubt about that. Now, since we are discussing this matter, mashallah, let's listen to the account of our pious predecessors. I want to mention a parable about Marwan, the ruler. Allahu Akbar. A person who was a ruler, Marwan, he once went to the beautiful Rawda-i Anwar of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he saw a person who was placing his head on the Mubarak grave of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aur jab wo is tarah karne lage to Marwan said to him, are you asking from a stone? Kya aap patthar se mang rahe hain? Are you asking from a stone? When that person turned towards him, jis bande se hi Marwan keh raha tha, jab ye shakhs, when this personality turned towards Marwan, to Marwan ne ye dekha ki ye koi ordinary personality nahi hai. This is not any ordinary person. This is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Gigantic and a great sahabi. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub mentioned to him, I have not come to a stone. Main kisi patthar ke paas nahi aaya hoon. I have come to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur ay Marwan, sun, listen. I have heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do not weep for the deen if the qualified people were in control, but weep for it if it was under the charge of unqualified people. Allahu Akbar. This narration can be found in Musnad Imam Ahmad, subhanallah, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this to him. Look at the devotion. Allahu Akbar. We have learned from this narration, from this parable, that the companions had a deep devotion towards the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had always carried this belief that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive and he is in his blessed qabr. It is for this reason that Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu gave a clear reply that he has not approached any stone, main kisi aise waise patthar ke paas nahi aaya ho, that is lifeless, which can neither listen nor speak. Rather, I have come to the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is alive even today, and he is blessed in his qabr, and he has the power and ability and taqat to grant and to bestow through the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. So we should remain firm in the faith, dear viewers of Madini channel, that not only the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam are alive in their blessed graves. Jihan. Not only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Is hadith ko hamesha aap madde nazar rakhein, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, al-anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusalloon, that the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam are alive in their graves and they even offer salah. They even offer namaz and salah in their graves. So this hadith can be found, dear viewers. And another beautiful narration is that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ, that the soil has been prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jalla to consume the bodies of the prophets alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. The prophets alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam are alive and they are provided with provisions, with rizq. Allahu Akbar. Ab dekhe na Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li kya farmate hain. Hai hai hai. What he says is really amazing, dear viewers. Aap farmate hain, tu zinda hai balla, tu zinda hai balla, aqa tu zinda hai balla, tu zinda hai balla, mere chashme alam se chup jaane wale, mere chashme alam se chup jaane wale. When this is the state of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are alive in their grave, phir imamul anbiya ki kya baat kare, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. What can be said about the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam when they are alive? Then most definitely the Imam is also alive. Allah Azza wa Jalla hameh Madina dikhayen. Aur ye aqeedah rakhne ki hameh tawfiq ata farmayen. Dear viewers of Madini channel, having performed Hajj, aap dekhen, aap suniyen. Aur apna iman taza karein. Refreshing your iman and your faith. Listen to these parables because this is the aqeedah our pious predecessors hold very deeply and dearly in their hearts and have strengthened our aqeedah and iman at the same time. Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali visited the Rawdha-e Anwar in Madinatul Munawwara and recited these couplets in Arabic. Aapne ye kuch ashar padhe the jo main inshallah azza wa jalla sunat hum inshallah milkar ke padhenge. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, let's recite these beautiful couplets as Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had recited. He says,
في حالة البعد روحي كنت أرسلها تقبل الأرض عني فهي نائبتي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
هاي 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 هاي.
وهذه دولة الأشباح قد حذرت وهذه دولة الأشباح قد أحذرت فامدد يمينك كي تحظى بها شفاة مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Though this is not part of Qasida, dear viewers of Madini channel, the Qasida Burda, which is composed and written by Imam Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, but Sayyid Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, Fi halatil bu'di ruhi kuntu ursiluha. Allahu Akbar. He says, from a distant I used to send my ruh, my soul to your blessed court as my substitute to kiss the Rawdha-e Anwar, to kiss your Mubarak Qabr. Allahu Akbar. Lekin aaj, وہ بات نہیں ہے کہ میں اپنی روح کو بھیج رہا ہوں. And now I have had the privilege to come to you physically. میں یہاں ظاہری طور سے آیا ہوں. Therefore, extend your blessed hand so that I may kiss it. اللہ اکبر. اتنا کہنا تھا. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali only said this, that from a distance I used to send my ruh and my soul to kiss your Mubarak and your blessed Rawdha-e Anwar. لیکن آج میں اپنی روح کو نہیں بھیجا ہوں لیکن میں اپنے جسم کے ساتھ یہاں پہنچا ہوں. یا رسول اللہ یہ موقع عطا فرما دیجئے. Grant me the ability and tawfiq to kiss you physically. اتنا کہنا تھا. As he recited these couplets and the couplets ended, the blessed hand emerged from the luminous grave and Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i kissed the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar. This is the truth because Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kisi ko mana nahi karte hain. Ye to sarkar ki shaan hai ki jo sarkar ke darbar pe hazir hota hai aur jiski jo tamanna hai mere sarkar unko ata farma rahe hote hain. Tabhi to Ala Hazrat farmate hain,
wah kya judo karam hai shahbat ha tera, wah kya judo karam hai shahbat ha tera, wah kya judo karam hai shahbat ha تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
This is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, who had so much of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon these Madani pearls. And may we also follow what Ala Hadith has said, ki lab wa hain, آنکھیں بند ہیں لب واں ہیں آنکھیں بند ہیں پھیلی ہے جھولیاں کتنے مزے کی بھیک تیرے پاک در کی ہے. لب وہاں ہیں اور آنکھیں بند ہیں اور جھولیاں پھیلی ہوئی ہیں یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کتنے مزے کی بھیک تیرے پاک در کی ہے. منگتا کا ہاتھ اٹھتے ہی داتا کی دین تھی, منگتا کا ہاتھ اٹھتے ہی داتا کی دین تھی, دوری قبول و عرض میں بس ہاتھ بھر کی ہے. اللہ اکبر, دوری قبول و عرض میں بس ہاتھ بھر کی ہے. May Allah عز و جل grant us the love and the devotion for مدینہ. remember کی حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا, ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے. This is the place where I should walk headlong. This is not the place for me to boastfully walk with my legs and to walk with arrogance. This is the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, dear viewers of Madini channel, so many parables can be said. Even our pious predecessors would respect the animals of Madinatul Munawwara, the insects of Madina. Jo Madine se taluk rakhta hai, wo har cheez hamare liye pyari ho jati hai. Madina isliye attar, jano dil se hai pyara, ke rehte hai mere aqa, mere dilbar Madine mein. May Allah bless you in this world as well as in the hereafter. We have come to the end of our episode. Continue reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla reward you abundantly. Until next time, stay good, be good, and do good. We leave you once again reminding you the slogan and the mission of your fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu عليه وسلم. الله الله.